With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. There's no new NAFTA agreement yet, but negotiations resume this week. But there are some that are feeling pretty anxious. They're ready for the talking to be over and a deal to be hammered out. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin is one of them. She says trade is vitally important to all sectors of the U.S. economy, including agriculture, but the U.S. needs fair trade agreements. She says the Trump administration needs to double down on its efforts to renegotiate NAFTA.
They have not been making significant headway in those negotiations. The administration would be better off to sort of double down and renew their commitment to talking and working these through rather than, you know, take their marbles and walk away or threaten to pull out in its entirety. I want them to redouble their commitment to getting this right.
Meanwhile, if the Trump administration chooses to withdraw from the agreement, she says there are things the Senate could do to put some pressure on the administration.
The type of things that the Senate could do are, you know, not putting us back in necessarily and reversing what the president has done, but really a lot of influence would be able to take place over presidential appointees that have to do with trade negotiations, et cetera. There's a lot of power that the Senate has, but not necessarily to reverse an action.
One thing is for sure, there's an awful lot on the line. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.